AmericanWorkersRadio.com.
You're listening to American Workers Radio, a national network promoting American-made products with your host, Michael Blihash.
Well, welcome to another edition of American Workers Radio here on 860 AM, serving Philadelphia and the entire tri-state area. As always, I ask that you go to your telephone, invite family members and friends to tune in here on 860. And by the way, if they live outside the Philadelphia and tri-state area, you can invite them to listen live right now on the internet simply by going to AmericanWorkersRadio.com and click on the Listen Live link. If you received an announcement today about the broadcast, send it off to another person and invite them to tune in so that we continue to grow our family of listeners, friends, and supporters. First of all, I want to thank all of our panel members who do an unbelievable job each and every week. And they include Mark Andel, founder of the Made in America store, Larkin Conley, who is a well-known small business advocate and a SCORE mentor, Rich Logis, the principal of RJL Technology Integration, and our engineer is Henry Chaplinsky, and I'm Michael Blihash. Well, we have a number of events coming up over this Labor Day weekend, and I'm looking for you to stop me. I'll be at the main stage all 5 days of the festival there at Częstochowa in Doylestown, and that's open each day, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday of Labor Day, as well as the following Saturday and Sunday from 11 a.m. until 7 p.m. You have rides, food, entertainment, music. It's unbelievable, and the attendance is wonderful. We have newspapers, flyers, and everything else that we'll be giving out during the festival. Make sure you stop by the main stage, and I'll make sure that we get you well-known to the public who will is there in the auditorium. I want to first of all also thank all of our listeners and supporters and everyone who is promoting the Buy American Made campaign, because they're really helping me tune in a lot of additional people on their radio programs, and many people are coming in on the internet site. As I mentioned before, the weekly commentary is now being rebroadcast, our Saturday commentary, by about 21 radio outlets, and I want to thank those people. If you are tuning in as a result of one of those radio programs, please let the radio program hosts know that you tune into the program and let them know how much their help is appreciated. And also, I would like to say that we've all seen a little bit of a drop in the unemployment rate this year. And that's because the American people are more united for positive change and in support of American workers and American made. We certainly have a lot of things going on. I saw something come from Mark Andel, and I'm going to ask Mark to give us a little bit of an update on what is happening there. But as you know, Ted Morton, the legislator from Erie County in New York, where Mark is from, is doing something very, very important with the American Made Act. And I would like to call upon Mark today to let us know what is he doing and what is happening up in his neck of the woods. Mark.
How you doing, listeners and team? Mike, things have been exciting up here. You know, again, a few weeks ago we finished that Erie County Fair, which is a big run and a lot of stress for my team, but we came out on top with General Welding and Made in America store. Made in America movement is more than alive and doing very well, and people are really waking up. I mean, they really are searching for Made in America products. They're really grabbing a hold of how Made in America can save a lot of problems in this country by giving jobs, keeping people busy, giving them a purpose, and allowing them to feed their family and provide for their loved ones, and really feel good about it. And you know, Mike, you bring up that law. It's called the Made in America Act, and yeah, Mr. Ted Morton, was behind it in Buffalo, New York. Here, our county is Erie County. The people voted it. It went out for public hearing. Then the legislators, 9-1, voted it in. Now it's up to the county executive, Mark Poloncarz, up here, and he's got to vote it in, and they get about 30 days to do that. He can veto it, or he could go with it. And I'm praying, and everybody on our team and our 60,000 followers on social media, Mike, everybody's pushing them to use common sense and do the right thing.
Yes.
And bring this to law. We all agree it shouldn't have to be a law. Most people I talked to said, Mark, it shouldn't have to be a law. It should be common sense. But I'm hoping politics doesn't play a part here. I'm hoping Mark, our county executive, does the right thing and gets this law in place, because I think it's just the start of many counties and towns and states following this procedure.
Very good. And please thank Ted Morton again for us, because he has done an unbelievably positive job getting this thing on the table. And as I mentioned when Ted was on the broadcast, if this passes, then we get it to the referendum to the people in November there in Erie County, then we have a perfect way to take it across the USA. There's no more excuse. I mentioned in Pennsylvania, they tried to do that, and there was some hemming and hawing. It got tabled. Also, the Made in America Act that was introduced in Washington by then Representative Carney was tabled. Also, it's too many people have their hands in too many pockets and their hands open to receive money from merchandisers and business people that don't want to see this type of thing come about. But if it gets passed in Erie County, we will make sure that it's done. And by the way, I know many people in Chittawaga, and so do you, and all the areas up there. Lackawanna is also in his district in the Erie County area. We have a lot of people up there. We'll make sure after Labor Day that it is a priority. He has how long to get this thing before the general council up there?
Really, we did the math, 30 days, and if he doesn't, if he didn't respond, then it automatically goes to a law, which would be great. But they know he's going to respond, but he hasn't yet. But for some reason, he's dragging the feet. We're just hoping politics, as usual, don't play a part here. Like you said, Mike, it's just so important to do the right thing. Buying Made in America products, we shouldn't have to demand and put laws in effect to make people do it. It should be common sense. You want to support your local communities, towns, and create jobs right in your area, especially Buffalo. Buffalo is such a strong manufacturing area with Bethlehem Steel and the Ford plant and Chevy plant. Everything was blue-collar here, and it just makes total sense. We were the second-largest city in the country at one point, Mike, by producing products. And this just makes so sense. And, of course, Mark Andel started the Made America store and my team 7 years ago. So what an awesome area to launch this and really get this rolling. And hopefully it would be a spiderweb effect to just continue across the country.
It will. It will. I'm telling you, I see good things happening. Well, before I go to our special guest, now Rich Logis will be with us around 11:30 today, but Mark, I want you to know that Larkin is on board, and also I want to just tell you that we have a very special guest, but before I introduce him, I want to remind all of you that this is Labor Day weekend coming up, and it's also this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and every first weekend of the month is National Small Business Weekend. Kindly go out and support your local businesses so that they can remain in business and be there to keep your community alive. As I go out, people tell me, it is an important aspect of just talking about it to people, letting them know something positive. Support your local store. I know that it's sometimes more convenient to go into the big, big mega store parking lot and get the shopping cart and all that, but it's also important that we spend some time working with our local stores and making sure that they survive for the future. Nobody knows that better than Larkin Conley. Larkin, I'm going to ask you for a few words before we introduce our special guest. How are you doing, Larkin?
I'm wonderful, Michael. Hello to our team here and to all of our listeners from the lovely metropolis of Green Cove Springs, Florida, where the sun is shining, the humidity is down, and finally, we've got some decent weather. I'd like to send a personal thought out to Bruce Bassett Powell, who has been on our radio show and is an off-time listener and critic of my physicians who lives in Victoria, Texas, and found himself packing all of his earthly goods, whatever he could get in his car, and heading out of Victoria shortly before the hurricane hit. And he called me very late last night, as I checked in with him often, to tell me that they had headed back to Victoria. And then when they got there, the electricity, in fact, was on. And as badly as they got hit, it wasn't all that critical. I also have several friends in my old industry, the oil industry, who live in Houston, and to them I send out my thoughts and prayers that they survive what has ended up being just one catastrophic event. I can't even imagine. My mind can't get itself wrapped around 1.5 billion gallons of water falling in a two-county area. It doesn't make any sense to me. But my thoughts and prayers go out to them, and I hope they survive this without any peril at all. I'd also like to tell Mark, good luck to your legislator. In my heart of hearts, I can't imagine why anybody, politician, manufacturer himself, importer, exporter, anybody that's a U.S. citizen would not fully back this law, this legislation. It makes virtually no sense to me. I would just double dare somebody to go to Mexico and try to pull this off, where you're going to import everything from the United States, or go to China and try that. Or better yet, Italy, where I've been, where they are so protective of their own industries and their own people that it's not even funny. But no, we've got to be that huge melting pot of the world, and that's gotten completely out of hand also. So shame on any politician who can't fully find themselves backing this legislation and any other legislation that looks like.
Well, you're right, Larkin. I mean, it's unbelievable the fact that we are 35 years into a major mistake in America where we try to allow all these importers to take our businesses with success and then leave us with very little or nothing. It's really pitiful. Gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to take this opportunity to invite a special guest to join us. His name is Damon Stefankevich. He's the youngest guest ever on our program, our Wednesday program. And I think you'll be really pleased to hear from Damon Stefankevich. I know Damon's family. They're outstanding supporters of Polonia, American workers, and the entire Buy American Made movement. I recently saw Damon and his family at the Second Street Polish Society event in Wildwood. It was a really great event, and I invited him to be a guest because he is always so well prepared with his answer. But before, I'm not going to introduce him because of his age. I want him to introduce himself and tell us a little bit about himself. So, Damon Stefankevich, the microphone is yours.
Hello. I'd like to say thank you to the team and all the listeners watching. Thank you for having me on. I'm very excited to be on. I'm a 15-year-old sophomore going to Wildwood Catholic in Cape May County, New Jersey. And I've been raised Republican, but by two Republican parents. And currently, I teach all politics to myself and anything that's going on in the world. And, that's what I just like doing. Because personally, I feel like there's not enough time to be talking about the next sports game that's going to come on or that came on last night. It's all politics. It's jobs. It's what's going to further my future or somebody else's future. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. So, Damon, you've really been a great force there in the Wildwood area. And I'm going to ask Larkin Connolly, who is a man who knows about small businesses, to ask you a few questions about what you feel would be good for the whole movement. Because I want Damon to answer the questions because he's a man I'm really impressed with. And Larkin, I'm going to ask you to start by welcoming our special guest.
Well, Good morning, Damon. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I've enjoyed your hometown, mostly in the summertime, as I lay on the beach and read books, which is generally what I do. And I love Wildwood. I think Wildwood's got a lot of character, always has, and probably always will. Damon, I'm really interested in asking you a couple questions about your perception of the youth in America today. There's so much going on with a little bit of a loose cannon president. We've got a man who is president who has never run for office in his life, which gives an indication to how badly America wanted to break that string of politicians. And how do the 15, 16, 18-year-olds in your county and in your area?
Most teenage kids are, as I said, going to the sports games or going to their friend's house. They don't have anything on their mind. It's ignorance is the word, just because they don't want to learn it. And the only reason their political beliefs that they have are from their parents. And if their parents are Democrat, they have Democrat beliefs. If their parents are Republican, they have Republican beliefs. And it's almost like a regurgitation effect where whatever their parents say, they say to their friends and then to their friends, and they say it on Facebook. And it's almost like a domino effect, because when someone says one thing on Facebook, whether it's true or not, then all their friends going around taking this as truth when there's nobody fact-checking this information, which, to be honest with you, the 15- and 16-year-old heads can't decipher truth from deception. And that's what I believe a lot of our mainstream media is today.
That's very prudent. That's a great observation on your part. How do we handle that? What do we do? Does the government get involved? I mean,
I don't necessarily think that the government needs to be involved. I think there needs to be more people like myself, more people going out of their way to learn about these things. You get what I'm saying? So there isn't as much ignorance, because it's all on you. It's whatever you want to learn. That's America. That's the American dream. If you want it, go get it. But personally, most of these teenagers don't care, in my own opinion.
That's very prudent. Are the teachers doing what they should do? I mean, are the social studies teachers and the history teachers and the English teachers, are they invested in what they're doing? Are they invested in what the youth of America is learning today?
They are invested in what youth of America learns, but there's a sort of whiplash with that. Like, for example, if you have a liberal teacher, they're going to teach you about liberal things. They're going to, almost as I like to say, spoon feed you that type of information. There isn't too much of it that goes on in my school, but in, for say, public schools, you get certain teachers who are enforcing their political beliefs down on students. And if you read the history books that you get today in your current classrooms, history is always written by the victors. And what teachers aren't telling the youth of America is that there's always two sides to every story. When the North won the Civil War, there was also a Confederate state. When you read about it in your textbook, you just learn, oh, the Confederacy liked slaves, they were bad, the Union beat them, end of story. There isn't an argument that's being presented for both sides, which I genuinely believe there should be. Give a little bit more context.
One of my personal feelings about the condition of education today, and you can correct me or at least give me your opinion, is why don't we have more parents involved? Why aren't parents invested in what's happening?
Well, parents are almost as ignorant as their children. The general public, in my perception, seems just as they do on Facebook. They see it on Facebook. They go off with their friends play. There's a lot of peer pressure and a lot of influence in today's society. And I believe that that's what's going into the education system. Most of these parents aren't completely involved in their children's education. So when their kid gets in the car, they go, how was school? Good. That's it. They drive off. They go home. End of story. It's not, hey, would you learn? Hey, can I go talk to your teacher about this? How are your grades? Let's look at the future. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get the impression that if it weren't for parent-teacher meetings twice a year, that the parents would never see the inside of the school.
Exactly. And unfortunately, that's the case with a lot of these teachers. But with my school, Wildwood Catholic, I don't experience a lot of that because I'd say 80% of the parents of the children who go to my school are extremely involved in the school. So they're always there. They're talking to the teachers, the dean, the academic dean, everybody like that. So I enjoy the environment where I go to school.
So I'm going to give you a hint. That seemingly happens, and Mark Anda will support this 100%. That seemingly happens every time you attach the church to education. Every time you go to a Catholic school or a Baptist academy or any church-affiliated school, there's a better education. They're more adroit. They're more knowledgeable what's going on. It's just a better education.
You're right, Lorcan.
And I feel that way because when I graduated middle school and chose the school to come to, I'm not the best at sports or anything like that, but I love reading and I love academics, and that's why I chose to go to my school, because it's a Catholic school. They're based around these beliefs that I as well hold.
Yeah, that's great. That's fantastic. If Damon, if I could let you snap your fingers and one single thing would completely be corrected to your standard, what would that be? If I could absolutely...
Well, what do you mean by corrected to my standards? Give me a little bit more context because I'm not understanding fully.
Well, there's obviously a lot of things that need to happen to straighten out some of the ills of this country. And it starts with our citizens not participating in democracy and voting when they should, all the way down to the parents being more invested in their social life than they are the upbringing of their own children.
Okay.
And well, to the liberalism that you see in schools and universities are just steeped with liberals that don't teach any side but theirs. So if I could make you, what would happen?
Could snap my fingers and make anything in this country go away, I would make the racial divide go away that's being pushed by certain mainstream media outlets. Because in my view, my perspective of Donald Trump is going for an American nationalism. We are all one. We're all united. Whereas certain mainstream media networks are pushing African-American nationalism, Hispanic nationalism, white nationalism, almost dividing an earthquake and separating us right through the middle. Because if we eliminate the racial divide, we're going to be more united. We're going to work together towards the same thing. There are going to be more jobs. Everybody benefits off of that. It's not almost where African-Americans get an edge, white people get an edge, Hispanic people get an edge. It's we all get an edge as an American society, and that's what I want.
That's very, very well said, Damon. Very, very well said.
Wow, Damon, I could not have said it better. And Mark, you've been listening. Mark, I want you to be introduced to Mark Andel. As you know, Damon, from our discussions, he's the founder of the Made in America store, an unbelievable force in this movement, and also an unbelievable voice on our radio program. Mark, kindly welcome Damon Stefankevich.
Well, Damian, hats off to you. Wow, you give me chills and hope, and so well spoken as a 15-year-old. I have four children, and my daughter's going to be 15 in less than a month, and she's also in 10th grade. I believe you're in 10th grade, Damian?
Yes, I'm going into 10th grade this year.
Yeah, so is she. And, you know, it's funny, she went to a Catholic school, and then they closed her Catholic school, unfortunately, in 7th grade, so she got thrown into the public school. But great foundation. You know, I know that, and I wish everybody went through it. You just talked about that, but what a great foundation where parents are involved and the school is involved. You know, very well said. I just want to tell you what you just hit everything on the nail. I wish most parents would understand what you just said. I'm going to be replaying this audio broadcast for people. But, you know, I support kids I work with. You know, my big problem is skilled trade shortage. Because I run General Welding and Fabricating and the Made in America store, and we try to tie the relationship with building and manufacturing in your own country and creating and saving jobs and how that spider effect works, you know, how that works. And you buy a retail product, but you help many, many neighbors and friends, people be able to have a livelihood and provide for their families. So I'm always with the schools, and, you know, like you said, there's so much disconnect. You know, kids don't. They're a product of their environment, like you said, and they carry out what their parents do or what they don't know. And unfortunately, I'm into brutal facts, and I always try to break down what's going on and face that brutal fact you're up to, what you're up against today, and get an understanding of what's going on. And so many people, I became a better listener, and you can always become a better listener, what's going on, and really see the facts. But, you know, our skilled trade shortage is major. To me, they should still have the metal shops, wood shops in school. Mine was in my high school. We got exposed to things. The better the things you expose them to, the better they'll carry out. You're not into sports. You're into politics. I was into taking things apart and building them, if it was models or whatnot, but I love to see how things work. So I back a project called Dream It, Do It, which really helps kids get their hands on things and try things and dream. But, you know, I love how you handle yourself at 10th grade. You know, what do you think, you know, kids, my daughter, when she went from the Catholic school to a public school, you know, she didn't love the phone. You know, she said, Dad, I wish I didn't have. I said, well, why do you use it? You know, well, I'm not as connected to my friends, and if I don't, they kind of treat you different. What's your take on that? Society became, I see life through my eyes. Most new kids see it through a screen. What's your take on that?
Well, before I go into that, I want to say thank you for promoting the Made in America campaign. I love what you're doing with that. And then, as you said, with that protective screen, it's, I do agree with what you're saying. It's almost like there's a filtration system of information with our country, with the United States, because with this filtration system, it's what, it's not filter out the bad, put in the good, it's filtered what people want to put out of it. So then you're getting people like, for example, these ignorant general public, or these general public, yes, that don't know anything because the stuff that they should know isn't in their news. And you think about some public schools, these people are graduating public school not knowing how to balance a checking account, exactly. Not knowing how to do the basic things that you're going to need to prosper in this country. And that's what I believe personally with this whole situation.
Yeah, you know, and you've got the American spirit. You know, you were born with it. I know. I think you know that. And, you know, that can-do spirit, which a lot of people overthink. I'm always picking on them. A lot of times it's you just go and you try to, you know, do what you want, do your dream, and wake up and hit the ground running. You know, and that's how I kind of go. The Made in America store, I think you know the history. It started 7 years ago. We're up to seven stores, 7,000 products, but it's not about Mark Andrews. It's about my team, my wife, my children, the community, Michael Blehash's show. Everybody's contributing, and I, too, we're trying to get everything on the same track. And you being young and 15 and getting it to me, you already get it. It gives me a lot of hope. Now, how can you get to your other friends? And, you know, coming on this radio show is a big move and shows guts. But, you know, I just want to, you know, congratulate you. You give enthusiasm and hope to me. I'm a young 50, you know. So you really just got to keep this message going. What we do with Made in America, though, a lot of people don't realize, I truly think it can bring more and more people together. Just in itself can answer probably 90% of the country's problems. If we gave people a purpose again and give them a place to work, give them a place to provide for their families and live their dream, I think that takes care of many, many problems we have today.
Yeah, well, that's why I love capitalism, for example, because Donald Trump can create 1.1 million new jobs for all these families that didn't have them. And then you think about it, and those families now have an incentive to work harder. Their kids are going to be living better lives. People prosper under this capitalism. it allows everybody to get an edge. And that's what the American dream is. The American dream is being born in Queens with absolutely nothing to your name and rising up and becoming a really powerful man, a rich man, having anything that you want with your life. And that's why America, in my opinion, is number one. I'm a patriot. You can do anything that you set your mind to, which in other countries, they don't allow that. It's like they have you tied up in a belt that's just restricting you from prospering. And that's why I love this country so much. And it's such a shame to see it going all the way down the drain pipe.
Well, you know, I have to add here something. Being down the shore a number of times and talking with a lot of the young people, I'm seeing a bigger and better spirit about supporting America. You know, the young people that I talk to tell me, if I was given opportunities to learn different things, more positive things, even do go to shops, have the opportunity to do that, well, I'd be there. But unfortunately, my school is not offering it, so I have to take what they have. Now, in one case, you can understand if it's just a very small private school. But in these major school districts, it's not happening either. And that's part of the fault, Larkin, of parents not speaking up, not attending the school boards, not having things on the referendum where they decide where their dollars are going to go.
Well, exactly.
It's like our elections. You run a primary in order to select who you want to run against who, to weed out the better ideas and to build a stronger country. And what happens? 19% of the voting public shows up for the election. It's just the primary. It's not the national election, so it's not important. All politics are local. And Damon, I want to say something to you. You make me grin simply because I was very much like you when I was your age. I was very, very involved. I grew up in an Irish Catholic family who thought Democrats were all going to go to heaven without any question. And all of a sudden, I started to read newspapers, and I got involved. I was interested in what was going on. And I announced one day when I think I was probably 16 years old, and it might have been on the occasion of Dick Nixon's first election, that I was a Republican and that I felt more secure with what the Republicans were saying than the Democrats. And I thought my mother was going to hemorrhage. I thought she was going to completely lose her mind. And she said, well, where are you going to live from this point forward? Because we're not going to have a Democrat in this house. I'm sorry. And it was literally true. I was the only Democrat in a huge... We had to run a school when we had our family picnic. Our family was so big. And everybody would say, oh, there goes Larkin. He's the Republican. But don't lose that pragmatic nature. Don't let anybody bother you. Stick to your beliefs. Stick to what you understand, and it'll all come out in the wash, I promise you.
My mother she's the most inspiring person in my life. She was the exact same way. She grew up with a Democratic family. Then she met my father, and then they started talking politics on their end. She became a Republican, and then she taught her family. And slowly, the entire family became Republicans. It's almost the exact opposite of what you had. But that's the beauty of what we have here in America. Even though, for example, say someone's a Democrat and I'm a Republican, we can still hash out in a debate and be friends, and I can respect his opinion and he can respect mine.
Exactly. Very, very well said, young man. Very, very well said.
You know, Damon, I'm going to ask you a question. We're talking today a little bit about schools. Kids are already starting back to school. You'll be starting next week. What would you like to say to encourage more of the parents to be involved?
Well, if I were a parent, correct, I'd look at my child that 90% of parents, 95-98% of parents love their children to death. Your children can make your family better with one simple thing, education. If your child gets a better education, they get a better life, you get a better life. Think about it. Everybody prospers in your family. That's the beauty of what education is. You get educated. You get hired into a good job. Your family, you live with them. You pay for them. You give them good meals, everything like that. You don't always have to live in almost like a ghetto in Philadelphia or New York or Boston. And even in those public schools up in the big cities, I read stories all the time of kids graduating with a 4.0 GPA and a 1500 on their SAT and going to amazing schools, Ivy League schools. And I see it all the time in the news with the, what I said earlier about the racial divide. Your heritage, and I say heritage because whether you're African American, whether you're white, whether you're Hispanic, your heritage, your cultural roots do not hold you down in this country. Because to be honest with you, we are all Americans. We all prosper together. And that's the beautiful thing about this country. We all will prosper. And I believe we currently are under Donald Trump. He's at a 4.0% unemployment rate. Over 1.1 million new jobs, all in infrastructure and private security and factories. He's making these people who haven't had anything better than a welfare check live their lives. There's incentive to work, incentive to get more money, incentive for them to feed their children. It's all about jobs, and jobs will create, they will eliminate, I meant to say, absolutely eliminate the racial divide in this country.
Oh, I agree with that 1,000%. Mark, what do you have to add to that?
No, Damian's point on, you know, you get it. You know, jobs is what we're after. Education, as you say, Damian, you need it. You better the family. We talk about the breakdown of family, and we all know that's a major part of the issues we have. But aligning everybody together is so important. We are all Americans, Damian, and that's the way I feel. I wake up, you know, I flew a flag way before the Made in America store. I feel patriotic value. Support the country you live in, 50-50 fair trade. That's what we want. I say America got selfish, greedy, and lazy. We have to admit it. But we have to straighten it out. What's beautiful with you, Damon, you're youth, and you get it already. And you're honest, and it's your opinion, and people can have their opinion. That is America. It's just where we have to head. We have to all start getting, how can one side be 100% right and the other side 100% right? You can't. We've got to start coming together as a country and not listening to that media monster out there. And I get disgusted with the news because they could have good news. They can choose what they want to show. It used to be who, what, when, where, why.
If someone got in a car accident or someone got shot, you see on the news, someone got in a car accident, someone got shot. Now, today, if anything comes against, say, if it's a liberal media or a conservative media, they don't show the opposite side on their platform, which that is not news. That's not truthful. That's not honest.
It's tainted news. And, you know, Damon, I want to tell you something. So many people tell me that they stop tuning into a lot of these various programs that are just talking about negative news. You know, so if someone opened up a broadcast and really started to share positive ideas, get workers on the television, you know, do that 24 hours a day, I think it would be a very good and profitable venture. Right now, listening to the same talking heads talk about the same craziness, and I mean it's craziness, and I'm very glad when I go into the different places, the younger people are seeing for themselves. They're being held down by the school boards and people who don't speak up in their behalf, because why aren't they offered studies that will take them up the ladder? Also, why aren't they offered trades? The opportunities in America that businesses are saying we can't operate in America because we don't have enough skilled people. How is that possible in the greatest country on earth?
Well, Damon, I've got to tell you something. What's your mother's name?
Katie?
Well, Katie, I know you're listening, and I know your dad's probably listening too. They can be very proud of your insistence on being a practicing member of our society. We need tons and tons and tons more of it. And you lay a great example for all of the other kids coming after you. And stick with it. Don't give up on it. You're very pragmatic in your approach, and that's what we need in this country. Pragmatism. We need solutions, and you talk solutions, and that's great. I really enjoyed speaking with you.
I would like to take a minute or two to say greetings as we prepare for the Labor Day holiday from some of our well-known sponsors. As you know, we are on the air 7 days a week here on 860 and also across the USA by going to our internet site. And also, we have a wonderful amount of people that are tuning in from all over the country. A lot of them are on iPhones and also on the internet. And I want to thank Mike Sessions, who is a person who's done an unbelievable amount of work trying to support the Buy American Made campaign. You can go for Made in America to check out Mike Sessions' work. Also, there is a link on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com. You'll see it right on the right side at the top. And you'll see, to hit it, American Workers Radio. Click on that. Buy American app by Go For Made in the USA. Do check that out. Download it. It's free of charge. Best wishes. Oh, first, before I do that, I would like to say a special congratulations to Dana Piotrowski and Johnny Muska, who you know from this broadcast. Johnny's been on. Who will be married this Labor Day weekend. And we want to say best wishes to Dana Piotrowski and Johnny Muska as they prepare to get married. Best wishes from all of us on American Workers Radio. And best wishes also for a great and enjoyable Labor Day holiday from our daily supporters here on 860. And they include Leon Mankowski, attorney at law. In Philadelphia. Also, Mr. Chester Kshanovsky of Serena's Auto Body Shop and all of his staff from his two locations wish you and yours the very best. Also, Mr. Joseph Drobot, National President of the PRCUA, as well as Michael Steinman, attorney at law, and Dr. Eva Machak, a great dentist in Philadelphia, want to wish you and yours the very best and encourage all of you to go out and support National Small Business Weekend this coming Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Best wishes as well from Dominic Rostotsky, attorney at law, and from Polka Deli, located at 2719 East Allegheny Avenue in Port Richmond. If you're planning to travel, remember the Polish-American Travel Service on Allegheny Avenue, and best wishes also from Martin Bednarek, president of the Washington Savings Bank. And Yolanda Konopatska DeCipio, attorney at law, who serves both people in Pennsylvania and New Jersey, wishes you the very best, as does Mr. Frank Spulla of the PNA. And if you are in Philadelphia for the holiday, remember that the Sugar House Casino is located at 1001 North Delaware Avenue in Philadelphia. You can check them out 24 hours a day by going to sugarhousecasino.com. And everyone is using internet banking these days. Well, why not participate with the Polish and Slavic Federal Credit Union, a very major supporter of our radio broadcast and our efforts? Do check them out by going to psfcu.com. That's psfcu.com. And I encourage you also during this Labor Day holiday to go to our internet site and encourage people to listen to our rebroadcast. Check out Mark Andel's Made in America store. Click on the National Small Business Weekend. And remember, November American Made Month will be coming up before we know it. also spread the word about that. We all are in very involved in promoting positive things here in America. I wish that more people were helping us along. I also want to send a shout out to Ted Morton of the 8th District of Erie County, New York, who has been promoting this very important Made in America Act, and I'm wishing him the very best as time goes on. And let's get back. We're with Damon Stefankevich from Wildwood, New Jersey. And with us today is Larkin Connolly and Mark Andel. Mark, what else would you like to say to our special guest, Damon Stefankevich?
Yeah, I just, thank you for being on the show. Thank you for how you carry yourself and your belief. The Made in America store, we're making change, just common people making change, voicing our opinion. Growing rapidly. The movement is very, very strong. Again, we got that Made in America Act being proposed and hopefully turns into a law in our own county, which will just drive the movement even more. There's a movie, Damien, I'm sure Michael's told you about, the American-made movie, but making a difference like yourself being on this show. But I'd like to just say carry out your enthusiasm and your passion and your belief, because you really give me a lot of hope. I work with young kids all the time, 18 to 25 or whatnot, trying to find welders, and I love working with them. And you hit one that has it and gets it still, and it gives me a lot of hope. We started our own school on Saturdays up here in Western New York at my company, General Welding, just to try to – there's just no A-plus welders out there, so we had to admit it. We have to work with the youth. And I think the more they get educated, and I'm not sure how to get them to get involved and read more, educate themselves more, and find out and realize they're in the best country in the world. And, boy, can we make a difference from what we're doing.
Damon, I'm going to ask you something. If you were going to go into a business promoting Buy American Made, how would you like to begin your process of doing that?
Well, first I would start online. You would have to have some sort of website that they can link to where they could see all of your products, all of what you stand for, your belief system. And pretty much give them that website, tell them to check it out. If they like it, give them an email or something, tell them to respond to you. But I'm not in marketing, you know what I mean? So I don't know much about it, but that would be my way of going about it.
Very good. And by the way, you just mentioned Mark Andel. That's exactly what Mark Andel did 7 years ago. He put up a site, he put up a store, he markets to the people, and I always urge people to go to madeinamericastore.com and check out Mark. I know, Mark, some of our listeners in various parts of the country do support you. I hear nice things about them from you, and I would like to say that you've done it. And Damien, you just answered a great question, because you have to start from scratch with something. And Mark took an idea, and he did that. And I'm urging all the young people in the audience and their families, to, if they're looking to do something, maybe you graduated from high school and you have some ideas, maybe you want to go to college, maybe you want to go on to a trade school or whatever, or maybe you want to go into some sort of a business. There is another operation which Larkin Connolly is involved in, and that's SCORE. And this is a national organization. And Larkin, give a little plug for SCORE at this time.
Well, I thank you for the plug. Damon, SCORE is 11,000 volunteers across the country, all of whom have some level of business experience, whether it be accounting, marketing, sales, business plan writing, whatever. And what we do at 325 different chapters across the country. There's one in Philadelphia. There's one in Atlantic City serving your area. These chapters put on events where they help people decide whether or not going into business for themselves is exactly what they want to do and if they have a credible idea. So, and it's all free. We're all volunteers. We're all trying to make a difference in the country and help everybody put their ideas on paper and grow their businesses. I'm telling you this right now. I've never been in the company of a vibrant and successful economy where the people weren't happier, smarter, more engaged, and just involved in what was going on. So you've hit that nail right on the head. You have full employment. You get everybody working and everybody using their ingenuity and trying to make this a better place to live. It's amazing the change in attitude that you will see on every level of society.
Well, I will say this, Larkin, and to all of our listeners, having a job is really healthy. I think people feel better when they have a job and they're able to be self-sufficient, be independent, not depend on anybody else. And what more can we do to encourage people to urge businesses to expand here in the USA? Damon, if you were advising President Trump and his team, what would you like to encourage, to see businesses have a more open door to come to America? Do you have any ideas on that?
I don't personally really know. I mean, the main thing that I would do with Donald Trump is this country's infrastructure is all messed up. It's been messed up since the past two presidents came in, you know what I mean? And I genuinely think that most of these jobs need to put towards infrastructure. We need to repair this country's infrastructure from step one all the way as high as it can go. The sky's the limit. I mean, we came from throwing tea barrels off of a boat back in the 1770s to first world power, nuclear technologies, best universities in the world, some of the best education. Nothing, if we want it, we can get it. And that's really the golden rule in this. If I was an advisory to Donald Trump, I'd say put more jobs in infrastructure. That's where the money is. That's what's going to make this country, as his saying is, make America great again.
Very well said. Very well said. And I think that he needs to hear from people of all ages, especially from the young people. I'd like to also see people in the school boards advising that the money be used to some of the trade programs. The infrastructure is one part of the deal, but we also need the skilled workers to be able to accomplish all the infrastructure needs that we have in America. A lot of that should be coming from our trade schools, but unfortunately, without the trade schools, there are less people available for the jobs. And there's nothing more disgusting to me than to hear industry say we don't have enough skilled workers available to expand our industries here in the USA. And that's why we're bringing in people from all over the world who've already been doing it for 8 or 10 years in their part of the world, and we may have to bring them in to do the job here in the USA. That I find disappointing.
And I'm going to tell you why Damon just sounded like a Trump supporter of, anybody who doesn't want to see our president be successful ought to be ashamed of himself. But Damon seems to support the fact that Trump wants to make the country strong again. And the thing is, he's not a politician. He is not a politician. You know what he said about our infrastructure? He said it's messed up.
And he's right.
And that's what Damon just said. It's messed up. They call a spade a spade. Sorry, folks. It's messed up.
And, Larkin, I have to tell you, I from time to time go to New York, and I know that the Brooklyn Queens Expressway and all is very heavily used and it's tough to fix. But that's been that way for 25 years. They should have been on this gig a long time ago. You ride on those potholes from 25 years ago, and you wonder why haven't they been fixed?
Yeah, and Mike, an old timer off my bus that just stopped, said we became a blind follower of procedure and policy, meaning we don't change. I mean, we need to change. We need to accept new things. Damien, do you feel we lost common sense?
I wouldn't use the term brainwashed, but I would definitely use the term ignorant to describe it. Because it's all rooting within the media. Because with today's current technology, think about it, we always have our phone on us. We always have a computer near us. We watch TV all the time. And through these devices where we can go up, Google anything, Wikipedia anything we want. We have information snap right at our fingertips. But people don't understand how easily that information is manipulated. For example, Joseph Goebbels, he was a Nazi propaganda minister. He said, and I'm quoting him here, accuse the other side of which you are guilty. And I feel that is what the mainstream media is doing today, whether it's Fox News or CNN or MSNBC or any of these huge news sources. They don't report the other side. And if you're, say, for example, in my school, something that makes you really good at debating, they always tell me, my teachers tell me, is if you want to be really good at debating something, learn to debate the other side too. Put yourself in their shoes. But that's not being said throughout what all these things are. And then you look on your phone, I swipe to the left, I see news. It shows CNN, Fox, MSNBC. But then you look deeper into it, and it's almost like you mentioned earlier, they're putting a protective screen over it. It's true, but it's not that true, but it's a lie, but it's not really a lie. So it's never the 100% cold, hard-hitting facts that people like us want.
Damon, we got to continue this conversation another time. Today, we were not able to have the company of Rich Loges join us because there was some technical difficulties with the phone system because of the storms that we've been having here in Philadelphia as well. But Damon, I'm going to ask you to come back again. I know that you're beginning school, but if you could have a day off or whatever, let me know. And Damon is very good about following up on things. I congratulate you. And I want to say, Damon Stefankevich, I think, was an outstanding guest. I'm going to ask that all of you take the email that you get today with today's rebroadcast and send it out to family members and friends, because I think Damon did a very good job representing his family and his school and the young people of America. Final thoughts, Larkin.
Well, thank you, Damon. It was a pleasure to speak to you. Thank your parents for doing a great job in raising a real involved and pragmatic child. It's just great to hear you talk about stuff like that. And keep on supporting America.
Very good. Mark?
Yeah, Damian, God bless you. You give me a lot of hope. I get fired up pretty easy. They don't give me coffee. But thank you for doing what you do, for believing, supporting that youth. Honestly, just never quit, stay hungry, and live your dreams.
Very
nice
good.
To have you on.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to wish all of you a very enjoyable Labor Day celebration. Don't forget to go out and support all of your local businesses. Congratulations once again to Johnny Muskow and Dana Piotrowski. And also, if you see me at Częstochowa's Polish Festival, make sure you stop by the main stage and say hello. Until this Saturday at 11 or next Wednesday at 11, best wishes to you and yours.